We actually have a story here, and we're in a weird position because this is actually kind of a great story. But because this person was on a cell phone from Baghdad, the sound quality, literally just the quality of the sound is hard to hear if you're listening over the radio. But if you're listening in a situation where you can occasionally rewind for a phrase, and especially if you're listening on headphones, it's much, much more audible. And what this is for our show on Lessons Learned, we wanted to get somebody in Iraq who had lessons learned to share. And we found on MySpace this 20-year-old young woman, medical student. And let me describe her MySpace page. The background is pink. There's pictures of pink roses when you open the page. And "I Belong to Me" by Jessica Simpson starts playing along with a slideshow of pictures of this girl and her two sisters and their cats. And she has highlights in her hair and she wears pink sunglasses in most of the photos. And there's tons of comments on her page from U.S. soldiers saying things like, "Hey, thanks for the ad. And you are so cute. Hi, I hope you are safe and sound, and I've been praying for you all the time." Anyway, so she posts a message saying, "Hi, I'm 20 years old. I live in Baghdad. I study medicine to become a doctor. I love my family and my cats, but I'm working on getting a dog. I have no plans for the future more than graduation and staying alive, 3 exclamation points, because I don't know how long Iraq will become in the next year. Things change every day, and so my plans. My BF should love pets, LOL. He should play the guitar and sing too." Anyway, so that's our person, and I reached her to talk to her about lessons learned in the war. The first one she said actually was she's learned patience.
"We've been waiting for 4 years for things to be better, but nothing is improving."
On your blog on MySpace a year ago, you wrote about all the patrols in the street, and the streets were blocked, and you wrote, "I don't have that feeling that people usually have when they see sad things or lose a friend or anything like that. That feeling called sadness is gone. It evaporated with time. It's like people getting used to even the worst conditions and become feelingless."
"Yeah.
I laugh instead of crying because life is so crazy. It's like an action movie. Hard to describe."
"Yeah. Because even like 2003, 2004, I used to have feelings because I thought that things would be better and that I could enjoy the feeling of sad because, you know, you can enjoy every feeling that you have in you. But when I realized that these feelings were going to follow me for longer than 4 years, so I had to stop responding to them. I think it's better for me. That's how I can move on."
One of the things that you write about in your blog is your mother. It's very easy to relate to. You wrote, "Whenever mom hears an explosion, she stops whatever she was doing, looks at us and says, 'What was that noise? Where do you think it happened?' And when she's not at home, one of my sisters and I would do it instead of her for fun. Do you need to ask what was that noise every time you hear an explosion? I don't think so."
"Yeah."
What have you learned about your mom by seeing her in this situation during this conflict, during the war?
"Well, I describe my mom as she's my hero."
"How is she your hero?"
"Like she takes lots of responsibilities and she takes us to college and back to our house. She has to face lots of bad people in the streets and you know, she passes by checkpoints that bother her all the time. All these things that annoy you if you were here, but she's still that loving mother that she can make us feel good whenever we feel bad. So that's why she's my hero."
You write in your blog how she wants to make sure that your sisters and you will have a clean house and fresh cooked food and our laundry and the house is cleaned. She knows we cannot study and work at the same time, so she does it for us, so we have all the time to focus on our studying. At night, like 1 or 1:30 a.m., I feel a kiss on my forehead. That's my mom. She's my angel. And when I'm not covered with a blanket, she does it for me.
That's very nice.
Do you feel like you've seen something about Iraqis since the war began, with all the people shooting each other in the streets and things like that?
"Yeah, it's something that is happening here that I am really ashamed of. I never expected that, the Iraqi people can kill each other. I want to talk a little about the Iraqi army. Even though it's not good, but I have to say that some of them are terrorists themselves. They exchange greetings with the kidnappers when they pass by their checkpoints. I have a cousin who had been kidnapped, and he told me that he was in the car with the kidnappers, and they was like a checkpoint that they were exchanging weapons with the army. So I think they are the terrorists themselves. Yeah.
Wait, did you say you had a cousin who was kidnapped, and he was in the car with the kidnappers, and the kidnappers said hello to the Iraqi army officers when they passed by the checkpoint?
Yeah. And they did not stop them or ask them who that man was. They just let them go away. And that means you cannot find help if you needed any help in Iraq. Even the army that is to serve you, they were about to kill him. But thank God they let him go because he was Christian.
Why did they let him go? Because he was Christian?
Well, you know, it's about the Sunni and Shia, I think.
Yes.
So they did not want to get Christians involved in it.
Did they want to kill Sunni or Shia?
Shia. They killed the Shia.
When you go out, do you wear a scarf over your head?
Yeah, it depends on, like, what kind of people I am passing by.
Yeah.
And it's just to so that they will not notice me, especially I drive a car, so I should not be so attractive, so they will not bother me. The Iraqi army also like to bother me while driving. You know, most of them are young guys that have nothing to do more than just watching people. Or, you know, it's a boring job, so they just want to have some fun.
Right. And now they get a chance to talk to a girl.
Yeah, like they keep talking and asking questions that are not meant for the security issues, like questions that are none of their business, just so that they make me stop there for a longer time so that they can look more.
When the Iraqi soldiers stop you and talk to you like that, is it frightening or is it just annoying?
It's just annoying.
Do you get to interact with Americans very often?
Yeah, I talk to them on the internet, special soldiers. I talk to lots of them.
And what are they like?
Well, most of them were very nice people. And they gave me a good picture for the American people and culture. And also they helped me with my English. They're nice.
Do they seem very different than the Iraqi boys?
We are very different. I mean, as the Iraqi people and you as American people, there are lots of differences between the way that we think, the way that we talk, and how we look at life in general.
What do you talk to them about?
Our plans for the future, our goals in life, things like that. Most of the time we talk about relationships between a boy and a girl. So that's the biggest difference between the two societies. Like you can go date or have relationships and do things before marriage, but in Iraq we have to get married until we can do whatever we do.
Have you become friends with any of these soldiers so that you actually see them in person too?
Well, we tried, but it did not work.
I would think it would be difficult to find a place to see them.
Well, in Moscow, a few times before some U.S. soldiers could come visit my college. But we cannot meet at a cafe or anywhere outside college because it's not safe.
Yeah. You said that you tried, but it didn't work. What happened?
Yeah. Actually, I was in a relationship with a soldier, but it ended. We tried by setting up fake checkpoint at a place that I used to pass by every morning. But it did not work.
So wait. So he sets up a fake checkpoint on your way to school.
And my driver was just a driver. I did not know him in person. He is to take us to college and back home. So when he saw that the street was blocked, my driver took another way. So I did not pass by that checkpoint. So we were disappointed. Yeah, you won't believe it.
Did you even see him out of the window?
Well, I could see something like an American hammer, that's all, because I was on the bridge when he was down the bridge. but I could not see his face.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing. And so that ended it with that soldier? That's it?
Yeah, well, he went home and he left me.
Yeah.
Funny and sad.